Good morning. Welcome to River Radio here on KSJD. I'm your host, Sam Carter. Today is Thursday, November 10th, and today our guest is Tim Hunter. Tim is a resident of Mancos, Colorado, right here in Montezuma County, and he is the organizer of a biannual San Juan River cleanup on the San Juan River in Utah. Tim, welcome.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Glad to have you. So, Tim, you organized this river cleanup on the San Juan River over there in Utah. Tell us about this cleanup, will you?
Well, we get together twice a year to do a service trip on the San Juan. Been doing it for about 15 years now. It's a heavily used river, comes through a lot of urban area, and we've just been trying to keep the river clean.
So. And when I think of river cleanups, I think of the days when I've grabbed trash bags with a group of people and we go walk the river for a couple hours. I don't think this is that kind of cleanup.
No, this is a multi-day trip. This last trip in October, we spent 9 days. We do walk most of the shore and pick up a lot of trash as we go, leapfrogging down the river. And so we try and be pretty thorough about it. But it is a multi-day kind of extravaganza.
So this is a river trip. You've got boats, cataracts, rafts, canoes, duckies.
Yeah, this last trip we had 6 rafts, 2 duckies.
Uh-huh. And what do you find out there? What kind of trash do you find?
We find it all. The majority of trash, bottles. You know, the throwaway one-use water bottles, Gatorade bottles, soda bottles.
Plastic.
The plastics. Uh-huh. We used to find a whole lot of oil cans, the 1-quart Pennzoil yellow cans, not as much anymore. We find the single-use propane bottles that people use on their camp stoves and lanterns. Lots and lots and lots of styrofoam. Styrofoam is the ubiquitous trash. Mm. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. We pick up tires, household appliances, you name it, it comes down the river.
What's the biggest thing you've ever found?
I pulled out a loader tire.
How big was that?
It's like 6 foot in diameter and 2.5 feet wide, and it took all I could do to get it on a boat.
Yeah, when you say pull it out, do you mean you just kind of lifted it, or did you have a crew having to pull it out?
Well, we had several of us had to dig it out of the river and pull it up and get it onto the boat.
Uh-huh. Okay, the oddest thing. What's the weirdest thing you think you can remember finding?
It's unusual. We see, like I say, household appliances. You wonder how a television can get 70 miles down the river. Mm. We found all kinds of toys, lots of balls, basketballs, soccer balls, tennis balls. Unusual, it just spreads the gamut. It all seems unusual when you're, 30 miles from any kind of civilization.
Yeah. And you told me you found a bunch of tires this last trip. How many tires?
We pulled out 39 tires this last trip.
Tell me, you told me one time about tires and how they move down the river.
Tires travel down the river, all along the river corridor. It runs through Aztec and Farmington and Shiprock, and there's places where people have riprapped the side of the river with tires or old automobiles. And once they get in the current and start to move, they will roll with the current for, 100 miles, because they'll come down from Farmington all the way down to the middle of the lower canyon of the San Juan.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it's coming from all these places in Utah and a little bit of New Mexico. Are you ever able to identify trash coming all the way up from the Animas River or any other higher places in Colorado?
The only stuff that we've positively identified is some duckies from duck races.
The little yellow duckies.
The little yellow duckies. Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing we can confirm, because a lot of stuff comes out. I mean, all along the area, trash gets thrown in the arroyos because, it appears to just go away. And it goes away, but it goes right into the river corridor. Mm-hmm. So that's where a lot comes from.
So you're putting this together. Is this a volunteer event strictly? Are you getting public support? Tell me about how you make this event happen.
Okay, so this is an all-volunteer effort. It started out years back. We had organized through Grand Canyon Private Boaters Association, Adobe Whitewater, Colorado Whitewater. We originally started with several whitewater clubs and organizing with their members. And some of that leadership fell apart over the course of the years, and I've just been holding it together for the last about 12. We have a core group that comes together pretty regularly. It is all volunteer. In fact, it's a share the cost trip. Everybody participates in paying for the shuttles and paying for food and those kind of things. We do have support from the BLM in that they provide us with trash bags. They have a dumpster at Mexican Hat that we offload at. And then they also are liaison with Glen Canyon Rec Area, who brings in a dump truck at Clay Hills Crossing at the bottom of the river there. And so we load that up with trash, sometimes twice.
So you're not getting paid. Nobody's getting paid.
Nope.
All right. It's all volunteer. How much trash? This last trip, how much trash did you put?
We had seven people working the river, and we pulled out, we dumped off a full six-yard dumpster at Mexican Hat and 10 tires, and we filled up a six-yard dump truck at Clay Hills, and they had to come back for more, and all the tires we left there.
What 6 yards, I think of like almost a first down in football. What does that really mean when I look at a dumpster? How big is a dumpster?
6 yards is about, it's about 10 foot by 4 foot tall by 7-8 feet wide.
It's a lot of trash.
It's a lot of trash.
You did that twice, and they had to come back for more, plus the tires.
Yeah.
And you're going on a boating trip. Where are you putting all this
stuff
on the trip?
Well, we stack it up. I mean, I tend to go the last 15 or 20 river miles sideways because the bow and stern's loaded up above my vision level with trash.
Is that ever a problem?
It is a problem. We had to, last couple seasons, because of the low water that's been prevalent, we've actually had to line our boats through Government Rapids. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. Mm-hmm. And because of the channelization and the sedimentation on the lower part of the river, you have to drag boats every once in a while. When you're a heavy boat, it gets to be a real pain. You got to really watch the river and really know your, really know where the channels and follow the golden path.
Yeah. So why? Why do you do this? I mean, because honestly, it sounds like a real task, a real kind of unfun chore to go find trash, strap it down, take it off, go sideways, all these things. But why?
Well, for me, it's about stewardship. I've been running the San Juan River since the late 70s. I used to do trips for Adams State College, biology, geology of Western Rivers trips. And the River Corridor, we're loving our wild places to death. And in order for people to have a more wilderness experience, we need to take care of it. If we don't take care of it, it's just going to look like you're going through some city park.
What do you mean that we're loving those places to death?
Well, there's so many people that want to use our wildlands, our river corridors in particular. Boaters, the numbers of boaters have been going up over the years. Recreational, whitewater recreation, water recreation in general is on a steep increase across the country. So the more people that use a facility, you know, the more wear and tear that we see, the more we have to regulate it. And that's unfortunate. But in order to keep it looking good, because of where this river comes through, you know, to give people that kind of experience, it needs to get picked up now and then.
Take a minute and tell us about where this river does go through. When you're talking about where you're doing the trash pickup, the trash is being deposited far upriver in these communities, but you're going through these canyons in Utah. Tell us about those places.
Well, the river, you know, comes out of Navajo Dam, comes down through Farmington and Aztec, and it's a basic corridor here in the Southwest. It runs down. By the time it hits Bluff, it starts to drop into the canyons, and at that point in time, that's when civilization gets left behind. But the trash is all, you know, it's flotsam. It keeps going downriver, mm-hmm. especially during fall monsoon cycles and spring runoff. Stuff gets washed down and goes pretty far.
And so these are all public lands, not necessarily designated wilderness, but
no, not
wild
wilderness,
country.
But this is all BLM, and a lot of it's Navajo Reservation, mm-hmm. on the left side of the river.
Do you have interactions with the tribe in any of this?
Not really.
No.
They let the BLM really run the permit program through the river corridor.
All right. 16 years you've been doing
About
this?
15.
15 years you've been doing this. You're going to do it next year?
We're going to do it next year.
If people want to get involved, want to go on this river trip and help you out, what do they do?
They can drop me an email at hunter@frontier.net. I'll get your name on the list, and when we get our permit schedules put together for next year, I'll put out a broad email saying, here's what we're going to do, what it's going to take, and are you ready to go?
Tell us again the email.
hunter@frontier.net.
Excellent. Folks, you've been talking... we've been talking, Tim Hunter and I have been talking, about his San Juan River cleanup on the San Juan River that he does twice a year. Tim, thanks so much for being in here.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thanks for cleaning up the river.
You bet.
Folks, you've been listening to River Radio right here on KSJD, the amazing production of Tom Yoder and Austin Cope. Austin, have a good morning over there.